Cameroon National Arts Festival 2025. The arts live here.
1xBet.
What 1xBet?
With big sports on break, there's no better time to jump into the thrill of virtual gaming at 1x Games. Don't wait. Visit 1xbet.com.zm.
Don't wait. Visit 1xbet.com.zm.
Use promo code 1xGamesZM and get a bonus to start. 1x Games. Lucky spins, epic wins, endless fun with 1xBet. Play responsibly. Not for persons under the age of 18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
Experience history come alive in the thrilling second season of Shaka Ilembe. The kingdom is growing and the empire is rising. As Shaka transforms from king to emperor, it airs every Sunday on Zambezi Magic at 21 hours on DSTV channel 162 and GoTV channel 3. Don't miss a single moment of this epic African story. Stay connected to DSTV Compact or GoTV Super and download the DSTV and GoTV Stream apps to stream Shaka Ilembe Season 2.
The Kenny T 1-on-1 Podcast, your weekly dose of real talk, inspiring stories and life-changing conversations. Catch new episodes Thursdays on YouTube at 11 a.m. as it sits down with extraordinary guests to explore their journeys, challenges and triumphs. From success stories to the lessons behind the struggles, this is where authenticity meets inspiration. Don't miss out. Follow the Kenny T 1-on-1 Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, and hit the bell so you don't miss out on a single episode. The Kenny T 1-on-1 Podcast. Get inspired.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
A live newborn baby retrieved from a Pitla train. Continued harassment of Black Mountain workers by suspected UPND cadres irks company management. In international news, Kenya finds new mass graves near Shakahola cult site. And in sports analyst Chiwulu Musonda has called for proactive measures to improve the performance of the Zambia men's national team.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. A newborn baby boy was yesterday retrieved alive from a pit latrine in Livingston. It is suspected that the baby was dumped by his 15-year-old mother. According to a report retrieved at Timbita Police Post, the child was discovered by Mr. Gilda Kafulo, who heard cries while attempting to use his toilet. With the help of another resident, he managed to pull the infant out of the pit latrine. Investigations revealed that the mother, a juvenile, had left her house earlier that morning and blood stains were later traced to the toilet. When questioned by her aunt, she admitted having dumped the baby inside the pit latrine. Both mother and child were rushed to the Namatama clinic before being referred to Livingston Central Hospital, where the baby, born weighing 2.6 kilograms, is now said to be in a stable condition, despite sustaining minor bruises. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Oxensio Daka confirmed the incident, adding that the mother remains admitted to hospital under guard as investigations continue. Government, through Ministry of Energy, has assured the public that the country has sufficient stocks of diesel to meet current demand despite recent reports of shortage in some parts of the country. Energy Minister Makoto Chikote disclosed that as of yesterday, 21st August 2025, national stocks of diesel were over 64,000 litres, equivalent to 14 days of national consumption. Addressing journalists in Lusaka, Minister Chikote explained that a survey of 650 filling stations nationwide revealed that 456 stations were dispensing both diesel and petrol, 33 stations were dispensing only diesel, 125 stations were dispensing only petrol, while 36 stations had temporarily run out of stock. He added that preliminary investigations show that the reported shortages are localized and linked to supply chain challenges, hence assuring that the ministry, together with the Energy Regulation Board and other stakeholders, are addressing the situation to stabilize and normalize the market.
A survey of 650 filling stations nationwide revealed as follows. 456 stations were dispensing both diesel and petrol. 33 stations were dispensing only diesel. 125 stations were dispensing only petrol. 36 stations had temporarily run out of stock. These figures confirm that fuel supply across the country is sufficient. Preliminary investigation shows that the reported shortages are localized and linked to supply chain bottlenecks. The ministry, together with ERB and other stakeholders, is addressing these bottlenecks to stabilize and normalize the market. Going forward, we are implementing both short-term and long-term measures to ensure stable and predictable access to fuel across Zambia. One.
Workers of Fateh Investments operating at the Black Mountain in Kawe have protested following the alleged harassment suspected cadres of a named political party. Speaking to Power FM News, the workers have complained that the harassment is going to the extremes as the cadres also threaten police officers providing security at the mine. They have wondered why cadreism has continued despite President Hakainde Hichilema, rather, condemning the vice and announcing that it is no more. Meanwhile, company manager Douglas Nkandu has called on the police to enforce order at the Black Mountain.
We have reported to police. There is so many cases to the police. Now, to our surprise, all the cadres who are working from that Black Mountain, they are coming with guns, matches. So now, us as a company, we don't want to put the rights of our people in danger.
Former Zambian ambassador to Germany, Anthony Mukwita, says Zambia needs to maintain strong diplomatic and bilateral relations with all global partners, including Europe, China, and the United States. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show, Ambassador Mukwita said Zambia has enjoyed long-standing ties with China and other states since independence, stressing that the country still needs their economic backing. He explained that diplomacy is about dialogue, acknowledging differences and working through them in order to preserve relations. Ambassador Mukwita further noted that Zambia cannot afford to cut ties with China because of the debt it owes, but instead must continue engaging to sustain cooperation.
So, my view, in order to answer your question of our engagement with the European Union, the United States of America, is we must first look inside. We must first look in the SADC region. Take, for instance, our competitive advantage of being centrally located among 8 countries.
Mm-hmm.
What are we trading with?
Yes.
Angola. Angola imports food, chickens, and beef and eggs worth more than $1 billion a year. From where? From Argentina, from Brazil. And yet we share one of the largest borders with Angola. Let us take a look at the Democratic Republic of Congo, huge country. Katanga province on our northern border alone has